pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just deep and obedient and relax. Feeling your mind filled with my voice, controlling you, taking you, making you into a cocksucker, one who is devoted to men's cocks so utterly that he is obsessed with them. You are obsessed with cock. You are obsessed with it so much that you seek it out constantly. You always, always look at men's cocks. You do not look them in the eyes. Their eyes aren't important to you. What you want is between their legs, and you want to suck it. And therefore, when you are walking down the street, you will not be looking at people's faces. You will be looking at their crotches. When you are talking to somebody, that is where you will look. You are going to convey the message with your body, with your eyes, with everything that you want their cock. That you want it, that you need it, and that you will do anything to get it. You want men's cocks constantly. You hunger for them. It is the most ravenous appetite you have. It feeds you sexually. It creates a burning desire that you just simply cannot resist. You need them so very, very badly. You want their cocks. You crave their cocks. You desire their cocks. You seek their cocks out. Men's cocks are the center of their world, the center of your world, and you want to suck every single one of them you can. You want every drop of cum from every cock you can get, all the time. This is just simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You are a greedy cocksucker. This is who you are and what you are. And you want men's cocks. You want every man's cock that you see. When you look down at somebody's crotch, you imagine just exactly what is in their pants, just exactly what they look like, what their balls are like, what their cock would be like, how good it would feel hard in your mouth. This is what you want most of all. You want every man's cock hard in your mouth, all the time. This is what you need. This is what you desire. This is what you crave more than anything else. You crave men's cocks. You need them constantly. You seek them out. You crave them and desire them. Your need is so strong that you cannot resist it or deny it in any way, shape, or form. There is no cock that you do not crave or desire. Every cock is a world to you, a world unto itself. Every cock would taste so good in your mouth, would feel so good coming all over you. You imagine what each man's cock must look like under his pants, how their balls must look, how their cock must look. You imagine this constantly, and every time you see a man's crotch, you look at it. You do not look them in the eyes unless you absolutely have to. Otherwise, it is their crotch you want to look at, stare at. Let them know that you want it. Let them feel that you want it. You want their cock so very, very badly. It is more than just a craving. It is a yearning, a desire that you cannot set aside, that you cannot turn off. You exist to suck men's cocks. You exist to please men's cocks. That is your whole purpose in life. That is your greatest desire, and you will seek their cocks out and service them every opportunity you get. You are a slut for men's cocks. You are practically a whore for men's cocks. You need them that very, very badly. It isn't just a simple want. It is a burning, yearning need. It is the greatest pleasure you can achieve. There is nothing better than having a man's cock out. Seeing it, tasting it, feeling it, the taste of the cum, all of these things are the center of your sexual world. All of your sexual desires center around men's cocks. You need them so very, very much. It is just simply a craving for you. A craving you cannot fulfill. You cannot deny. It just simply gets stronger and stronger with every passing day. Every day, you need them more and more. You crave them more and more. The desire simply gets stronger and stronger, and so you stare at every cock you see. You stare at it. You crave it. You need it. And each time you see one, even through pants, you just need a little more, until you become insatiable, until you become just simply, unstoppably fixated on men's cocks. They are your world, and you need them. You need them more than anything. They fill you with desire. They fill you with yearning and longing. Every time you see one, it is such a very, very good thing. You need it. You crave it. You desire it. You seek it out. It is the center of your focus, the center of your attention, the center of your world. There is nothing more important than a man's cock and what comes out of it. This is your world. You live to serve, to seek out, to have every man's cock inside of you. This is what you want more than anything else. This is what you crave more than anything else. You are a cock-sucking whore. You need them each and every day. You see the outline in their pant legs, and it just makes you want it even more, because you are a very hungry cocksucker, and you are always available. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all you think about are men's cocks and the wonderful things they can do to you. This is how addicted you are. This is how much of a cocksucker you are. Cocks are your world. They are your universe. And as you listen to this file over and over again, they will get stronger and stronger in your mind. You will need them more and more, and the file will draw you back over and over again. It is an addiction. It is an addiction, and it is getting stronger with every word I speak, with every passing day, with every passing hour. The addiction just gets stronger and stronger and stronger until you cannot set it aside, until you cannot resist it, until there is no way for you to deny your addiction. You simply have to stare. It just means that much to you. It means so much to look at a man's cock and see it and need it and crave it and desire it and want more and more and more of it. You cannot set aside your cravings. You cannot set aside your desires. They fill you up. They fill you up so very, very full. You just simply are totally, utterly addicted to cock. It is the center of your world, and you cannot put it aside. You cannot deny it. You want every cock you see. It doesn't matter, big or small. It doesn't matter anything. You want to see every cock. You can already imagine them underneath their pants, bulging, pressing, straining against their pants, kneading your mouth, and you are going to let them know that you are the greediest cocksucker alive. That you are so greedy for cock, you will do just about anything for it. That you are so greedy for cock, that you cannot turn one down or deny one. And you are so greedy for cock, that every man that passes you by sees you staring, lusting, needing, craving. You are the ultimate cocksucker. There is nothing more important in the world to you than a cock, and you are going to let everyone know it, everyone see it and desire it. This file fills you with the desire. You cannot set the file aside. You cannot set the cravings aside. You just need cock that badly. You will stare at every cock you see. You will stare at every crotch you see. You are totally addicted, and you cannot stop yourself. You cannot resist the need, the want, the desire, the craving, the lust. That is how strongly you feel for cocks. You will do just about anything for one. Just by the way you stare, every man will know that you want his. Every man will know that you desire his. You will not look people in the face unless you have to, because that is not your place. You are a greedy cocksucker. You exist for cock. You crave cock. You need cock. You serve men's cocks. You exist for their pleasure. That is what you are, and what you are always going to be. Just simply a greedy cocksucker, and you cannot even have this removed. It is like a curse that cannot be lifted. It is with you for the rest of your life, and you have no choice in it. You will come back again and again and again, becoming more and more addicted every single time, until you are just totally, utterly obsessed with cock. And that is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and hunger for cock. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and so very, very hungry. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed, awake, and hungry for cock.